Hey there, beautiful souls. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of digital detox and reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. Today's topic: something super juicy. Embracing your inner child and ditching those pesky comparisons that steal your joy. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others online? You scroll through Instagram, see everyone seemingly living their best lives, and suddenly you're feeling inadequate, right? Like, why can't I be as effortlessly cool as them, or my life is just so boring in comparison? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with curated perfection, where social media feels like a highlight reel of everyone else's success, happiness, and epic adventures. But here's the thing. That filtered world isn't reality. It's a carefully constructed image designed to make you feel something usually a little bit envious or insecure. So how do we break free from this comparison trap? How do we reclaim our joy and celebrate our own unique journey? The answer lies in remembering who we truly are. That vibrant, playful child brimming with imagination and wonder. That inner child who didn't care about likes or followers, who danced in the rain for pure joy and explored the world with wide-eyed curiosity. We all have this precious part of ourselves buried somewhere beneath layers of societal expectations and pressures to perform. Let me tell you, embracing your inner child is like unlocking a secret superpower. It allows you to see the world through fresh eyes, rediscovering the simple pleasures that bring genuine happiness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reconnect with your playful spirit and let go of comparison. 1. Play more. Seriously, make time for activities that bring you pure joy, no matter how silly they seem. Build a fort in your living room, colour outside the lines, dance like nobody's watching, or spend an afternoon lost in a good book. 2. Embrace imperfection. Remember, life isn't about being perfect, it's about being authentically you. Let go of the need to control everything and allow yourself to be messy, vulnerable, and wonderfully imperfect. 3. Celebrate your strengths. What are you truly good at? What makes you unique and special? Focus on cultivating those talents and celebrating your accomplishments, big or small. 4. Practice gratitude. Instead of comparing yourself to others, shift your focus to appreciating the abundance in your own life. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the things you're grateful for, no matter how simple they may seem. It's amazing what a difference a little gratitude can make. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer to a dear friend. Think about a time when you were truly happy and carefree, maybe playing in the park as a kid or losing yourself in a hobby you loved. What made those moments so special? Chances are it wasn't about material possessions or external validation. It was about pure enjoyment, connection, and a sense of wonder. I bet you can remember that feeling. Maybe you were building a sandcastle on the beach with your siblings, giving uncontrollably as waves crashed around you. Or perhaps you were lost in a world of imagination, creating fantastical stories and adventures with your favourite stuffed animal. Whatever it was, those moments probably felt incredibly joyful and liberating. That's because your inner child thrives on simple pleasures, genuine connection, and the freedom to express yourself without judgment. By tapping into that playful spirit, you can rediscover a sense of joy and authenticity that often gets lost as we grow older and get caught up in the pressures of everyday life. So, remember, letting go of comparison isn't about becoming indifferent or denying your own aspirations. It's about shifting your focus from what others have to what truly brings you fulfillment. It's about celebrating your unique journey and embracing the beautiful mess that is being human. Take a moment right now to acknowledge your inner child, the playful, curious part of yourself that deserves to be cherished and celebrated. Ready to dive deeper into this? Share your thoughts on social media using #DigitalPoisonPodcast. I'd love to hear about your experiences with comparison and how you're reclaiming your joy. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of digital detox wisdom. See you next time, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.